The walk to Parliament has been occasioned by what came out of Parliament on Thursday and Friday last week, when a section of parliamentarians attempted to compel Parliament to increase their emolument at the height of the rising cost of living in the country. And some of us are saying this is immoral at a time when the rest of the country is crying because of inflation and all other problems and increased government expenditure. Parliament would be the last institution to even think of increasing their emoluments before the rest of the country gets a relief from the downturn in our economy. The work of Parliament is about the ordinary people coming to Parliament to meet their own parliamentarians, to tell them that they're not going to support them when they attempt to increase their emoluments.
Previously, when you have had other campaigns like this, the government security forces have come hard on you. Do you anticipate any crackdown by the police, for instance, tomorrow?
Or suddenly, if we go by the last conduct of the police and other security agencies, we suddenly expect them to react to this campaign. But this being a defiance campaign, we don't care. I mean, we cannot get their permission. People are free to present a memoranda signaling their dissatisfaction with the situation in the country to their MPs, and you don't need permission from the police to go and tell your MP that you support or do not support a particular position in the country. So if they come up and say people should not come, we shall find out handling that at that stage. But if police has learned from their past mistakes, I expect them to leave Ugandans to go and present their memoranda to their MPs and leave them alone. Otherwise, I won't be surprised if they came and crushed them down, because that's what they have exhibited in the last couple of weeks.
The government, the executive, has not been responsive to your demands so far through your Walk to Work campaign. Do you expect Parliament to heed your call to not go ahead with these proposals?
Well, at the moment, what is very critical is to get the voice of the people heard. And no matter what it takes to have this voice heard, we would go on. The campaign is not expected to yield immediate and tangible results, but it's a protracted struggle to change the character of the state. When we say we want to change the character of the state, it includes the behavior of members of Parliament and all other state institutions to respect and put to the fore the needs and demands of their people, as opposed to the individual needs of the members of Parliament. Yes, I agree that members of Parliament have a multiplicity of obligations and demands from their constituents. But these cannot be met while subjecting the rest of the country and the rest of the Ugandans, the taxpayers who meet these costs, suffering. While we demand that our emoluments be improved, the first quest should be to improve the general welfare of Ugandans. And one way of doing that is by government, for example, considering seriously reducing taxes on petroleum products. If that is done, then the rest of the country will get a trickle down through a generalized reduction in the general price level in the country.
Last week, you added to your Walk to Work campaign another, the Drive, Ride and Hoot campaign, as you call it. How successful have this been?
Oh, this is immensely popular. And so many people who were risk averse at the beginning of the Walk to Work have been able to participate in this campaign because the risks are less. While the police has blacklisted some motorists and have their number plates printed in the media, this has not deterred people to stand in their offices or in their buildings, in their shops, to hoot and honk as and when the hour that we earmark arrives. And it's risk-free. And in the long run, our quest is to make sure that the rest of the country, the rest of Ugandans realize that they are powerful. We want the voice of the people to be heard. And if we are able to help people appreciate their immense power through these campaigns, then the better. Tomorrow at 5 o'clock, the campaign shall resume for the next 5 days.